Next level sketch. Next level sketch. Next level sketch. Next level sketch.
Well, hello, Next Level Sketchers. This is Paul Creasy from Next Level Sketch, and you're listening to the Next Level Sketch podcast, one of the only sketch podcasts that features sketches set in places. Next Level Sketch is affiliated with Hoopla Impro, and we exchanged our live monthly sketch show for making this podcast at the start of the pandemic, during a simpler time when we could still remember what places and people looked like. Next Level Sketch's monthly live shows will return on May the 25th at the Miller, fingers crossed, spitting over our shoulder, sacrificing a mid-range animal. But the pubs are opening today, and we couldn't resist sharing some sketches from the delightful world of the British boozer. Join us as we pay a visit to the Dog and Owner, an establishment described on TripAdvisor as having adequate facilities and being the type of pub you can bring your friends to and leave them there. Anyway, enough of this not going to the pub. Let's go to the pub.
Where do you lot think you're going?
Inside the bar.
It's a private party tonight.
But we're on the guest list.
Let me check if your names are on the list.
It's not down.
If your name's not down, you're not coming in.
No, my name's not down.
Have you got cloth ears? I said, if your name's not Dan...
No, his name is Peter Not Down. That's his name.
Oh, right. Well, I guess you can go in.
What about my girlfriend?
Fine, but I don't want any trouble. I said she could go in.
You said you didn't want any trouble. Her name is Annie Trouble.
Oh, just get inside, will you? I hope I'm not going to get any problems with you four. Names, please.
I'm John T-shirt, this is Billy Jeans, that's Neville Trainers, and he's David Barfight.
Right, I'll get the first round. What are you having? Pint?
No, thanks. I don't want to get turned into a beetle.
What?
Beer turns you into a beetle.
How does beer turn you into a beetle?
Well, the government put these microbes in it, and they basically gradually replace your DNA with beetle DNA, until essentially you're half human, half beetle.
Why would the government do that?
So people don't realise that global warming isn't real, obviously.
That doesn't make any sense.
I watched a video on YouTube. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I hate to burst your bubble, but I drink loads of beer, and I definitely haven't turned into a beetle.
Are you sure? I mean, you do eat a lot of plants.
Yeah, because I'm vegetarian. What does that prove?
Well, you never see a beetle eating a beef burger, do you?
That's ridiculous! Being vegetarian does not automatically make me a beetle!
Alright, explain to me why you're wearing glasses then.
Because I can't see very well!
Exactly. And you know who else can't see very well? Beetles.
I'm not a beetle!
Okay, let me ask you this. What would you say is currently the greatest threat facing humanity?
I don't know. Global warming, I guess.
I knew it. Textbook beetle.
Hey up, I'm dead Yorkshire celebrity and grumpy fast bowler Fred Truman. I don't suffer fools gladly, so shut up while I tell you about some famous pubs from history. Pubs from history. Pubs from history. Our first pub is the Columbia Arms in Camden, which in 1892 were the first pub to install hand pumps for cocaine. Thanks to pneumatic pressure, the giggle powder would fly up a tube and into your pint pot and would be served straight to your table with some jellied eels and mustard. Cracking! Sadly, the Columbia Arms is no longer with us, but its ingenious hand pump lives on in the conveyance of Humble Bitter. Not that these bloody shandy-drinking southerners would ever order a proper pint. Pubs from history. Pubs from history.
Like drinking beer in your local? The Dog and Owner is proud to introduce its membership card. For every 11 pints purchased, get a half a shandy for free. Every 18th customer wins a speedboat. And remember, your card allows you to access our secret basement bar, for which you swear a special oath never to speak of it again. And remember, it's not a pyramid scheme, it's a rectangle. Cheers.
Good evening, sir. What can I get you?
Yeah, can I have sex on the beach?
Certainly, sir. And to drink?
Oh, no, sorry. The drink. Sex on the beach. It's a cocktail.
My apologies, sir. As an attractive bartender, I simply assumed you wanted to have your way with me on a sandy shore. You must think me quite the buffoon.
It's okay, really.
Thank you, sir. One sex on the beach coming right up. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like a slow, comfortable screw.
Certainly, sir. My break is in 10 minutes. I'll meet you by the bins.
I think you did it again. I'm not asking for a slow, comfortable screw with you. It's another cocktail.
I did it again. I apologise sincerely, sir. As an extraordinarily handsome and beguiling bartender, I naturally presumed you wanted to boff me in an alley until we both screamed in ecstasy. Mon erreur.
I suppose I could have been more clear.
I am a bartender and I of course should have known that you were referring to the cocktail, a slow, comfortable screw, and did not mean to imply you wanted to Roger me rigid as my manager files my P45. My sincerest apologies.
It's fine, honestly.
Thank you, sir, thank you. Now, can I get you anything else?
Yes, actually. I'd like to take you for a romantic candlelit dinner with the finest champagne, oysters and caviar, then cover you head to toe in whipped cream, berries, and a Kit Kat chunky, before making deep, desperate love on a Pikachu duvet cover, timing our climax to sounds of Newsnight's Kirsty Walk grilling a cabinet minister on foreign policy.
I'm sorry, sir. We're out of the gin for that one.
Just a pint, then.
You're right. I'm dead Yorkshireman Fred Truman, and we now return to my pubs from history. Pubs from history. Pubs from history. These days, the filthy commie bastards get a bad rep, and rightly so, in my opinion. But without Marxism, there wouldn't have been Karl Marx. And without Karl Marx, there wouldn't have been the Hammer and Sickle in Highgate, the UK's first licensed premises in a graveyard. Marx was well known for his drinking, top lad, and Engels, his old friend and benefactor, worried about Marx's health. But together they came up with the perfect solution, a tomb that was also a pub, with a pool table, saloon bar, and even an upstairs function room for some communism. And when Marx finally died after one bevy too many, he was simply able to slump into his coffin while the communism carried on around him. Pubs from history. Pubs from history.
Well, here's to you absolutely smashing those mock exams, Kevin.
Thanks, Dad.
Kevin, your dad and I also wanted to talk to you about something.
Yes. Kevin, we're concerned that you're not doing enough to build your brand.
Sorry, what do you mean my brand? I'm 16.
Yes, you're not getting any younger. To be honest, your mother and I aren't even sure what your brand values are at this point.
You've maximised your engagement with us through your clever strategy of being our son, but we're not sure that you're really bringing this penetration to the wider marketplace. We asked 30 people this afternoon what Kevin Davidson meant to them, and most of them had never heard of you.
Why would they? I'm not trying to be a brand. I'm your son.
Kevin, how can you say things like that in front of your mother?
Oh, Keith. It's like he doesn't even want to distinguish himself from his marketplace competitors.
They're my brothers and sisters, not my marketplace competitors.
Look, Kevin, we can get past this as a family, but your mother and I will need a well-researched marketing plan on our desk by tomorrow morning, or we'll have to bring in a son consultant.
This is stupid!
It seems like he's associating himself with the brand values of anger and bewilderment. That's actually very shrewd.
Yes, it'll play very well in the post-Brexit UK.
That's my boy.
Introducing the Dog and Owner's new chip bar. It's like a salad bar, but for chips. Plain chips, chips with salt on, chips and gravy, chips and cheese, chips and curry sauce, vinegar chips, chili chips, Marmite chips, chips for the dog, chips for the kids, chips for the whole family at the Dog and Owner. Featuring the UK's longest sneeze guard. Chips!
So,
Where's the chicken and chips got to?
Also, if you remember, Bill, last week we were here and two portions of sausage and mash and one scampi and chips did not arrive.
Also, Mike, 2 weeks ago, you had a centimetre's worth of Bemis still in your glass.
And it vanished. I looked away for 1 second and it was gone.
Yeah.
What could have happened?
I... no.
Also, what's happened to the duty manager, Paul Littlewood?
I can tell you.
No, strange old man. This is a private conversation.
Listen to me. Listen.
There's a Bermuda Triangle here.
Look. Between the jukebox and the glass collection point. That is where the things disappear.
What's caused all this?
Some people say that one bit of carpet is actually a gateway to a parallel pub. Others that it's down to a leftover dumb waiter from the mythical Green Man pub that used to be built on this site. Still others that the Space Invaders machine is controlled by UFOs, and they're using it as a spearhead for the invasion of Earth.
But surely, all this, surely it's just a problem with the magnetic poles. It could be a human error. The sausage and mash could still be on its way. It could be a powerful downdraft of cold air.
No. I'll tell you what it is. They're all together with the lost condiments of Atlantis.
I'm Fred Truman. I'm dead. And I'm here to talk about more famous pubs from history.
Pubs from history. Pubs from history.
Our final pub is the one orbiting over our heads as we speak. It's called the Dogger International Space Station, and it's on to International Space Station. When the Russians built the first Salyut orbital capsule in the 1970s, it were little more than three stools and a jar of raw vodka. But nowadays, thanks to international cooperation, you can now get a pint in space no matter the weather or your choice of tipple. Just keep your eye on the international dateline. British astronaut Tim Peake accidentally ordered a shandy while the ISS were flying over Saudi Arabia and were whipped to a pulp in front of horrified onlookers upon his hungover return to Earth. I've been Fred Truman and those were my pubs from history. And I'm off for a piss.
Pubs from history. Pubs from history.
All right, John.
All right, Eric. How's the,
Oh, fine, fine. What about you? How's your,
Can't complain. And are you still,
Yeah, I am, yeah. It's been a long time now. Must be,
That is a long time. Tell me, do you ever see,
Not now, no. Not since she had that terrible,
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope she hasn't,
No, not that I know of.
What was it that you used to,
What was it that I used to,
Yes, what was it that you used to,
Nuclear physics.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Anyway, Well, I'd better be,
Already? You're not,
No, no, nothing like that. I'm just,
Ah, I see. Well, no doubt I'll speak to you after you've,
Yeah, I'll see you after I've,
Cheerio, Eric.
Cheerio, John.
All right, John. You here again?
Yeah, it's the only place you can have a decent conversation.
The Dog and Owner are proud to introduce our refreshing new range of low-cost, low-alcohol gins. They're just the tonic.
And so I said to her, I said, you tell him to get his ratty man bun out your flat and move the hell on with your life.
Yes, Queen.
Excuse me. Are you giving out drunken advice?
Who's oxing?
It's for me, I swear.
How do I know? This ain't a setup.
Look, I'm desperate. Just a little bump of advice, please. Would really pick me up for the rest of the night. I won't tell no one.
Go on.
Okay. So Clarice has turned up tonight, right? But she missed everything. Like my 30th birthday, my hen do, and my dog's gender reveal party.
Oh, yeah. But she turns up tonight like nothing happened.
Yes, and wants to act all chummy-chummy, like she hasn't missed a thing.
Here's what you do. You are polite if she speaks to you, but otherwise you owe her nothing. She's an unreliable energy in your life, and my darling, you do not have time for that BS. You get me?
Oh my God, thank you so much. I feel so much better already.
Of course you do, you gorgeous girly. Now get out there and enjoy yourself.
Excuse me, are you...
See, this is what I was afraid of happening.
Are you doing advice in there?
No!
Right, everyone, do some drugs. Quickly, we can throw off the scent.
I'm coming in.
You, smoke this. You, take this pill. And you, sniff this, quickly, before we get into trouble.
That was so fun. I can't remember the last time I did a pub quiz.
I think you'll find this one a bit different.
Okay, everyone, time for the answers to round one. Question one, the first man on the moon was, of course, Buzz Aldrin.
What? It was Neil Armstrong.
No, he's brilliant. It is actually Buzz Aldrin now. He's got this weird ability to bend reality to his answers if he gets one wrong. The Quizmaster's decision is literally final.
My God, you're right. I just checked Wikipedia and...
No phones at the pub quiz, little lady. Question two. The fastest animal in the world is... the domestic cat.
Oh, come on. How were we supposed to get that?
You do start to get used to how his mind works.
Question three. The country what won World War II...
we'll be okay. He's bound to know this one.
...was Germany.
Oh, scheiße.
Oh, come on, that can't be right. And Gott in Himmel? Why am I speaking in the German accent?
This is a real problem. Usually he only gets minor things confused.
Silence! There will be no more questions!
This quiz was quite fun, but... next week, let's try the one in the Rosenkaiser.
Hey Michael, are you good?
Can't believe you've dragged me back in here. I know it's our local, but it's such an old man pub. Those two old geezers look like they've been in here since the 80s.
Ah, it's not that bad. Probably the only pub around here that you'd get a seat at anyway, during the game.
That's because most people have higher standards than us, Avi. Anyway, I'm buying. What are you having? They have beer or beer?
Announcement! This pub is under new management! Effective immediately, we are now a gastropub!
Hang about, where'd all the old guys go? And where'd all these yummy mummy types come from?
Is that pale ale behind the counter?
Finally! Might start coming here more often.
Announcement! This pub is now under new management! Effective immediately, we are now a craft beer bar!
Even better! Two of your finest craft beers, please.
Thanks. Is it me, or do you suddenly feel a little bit too old to be in here?
Ah, you're just too used to how it was. Get some food down here and you'll be fine. Excuse me? What's good to eat here now?
It's the sustainably sourced vegan salad bar for me.
Oh, okay. We'll have two salads, please. Table five?
Michael, can we go somewhere else? They've switched the footy to the Swedish handball tournament.
Announcement, this pub is under new management. Effective immediately, we are now Crypto Bistro. Here's your order.
Michael, it's just a bowl of steam.
Announcement, this pub is now under new management. We are now a self-directed creative space.
I'd offer to have a word with the manager, but it looks like an AI panel is serving. And apparently they no longer serve food. You can buy tokens of food memories on the blockchain.
Announcement! This pub is under new management!
Oh, for fuck's sake, what kind of pub is it now? Oh wait, the yummy mummies are back. It must be gastropub time again.
And would your fetus like more amniotic fluid with their digital upload?
Season 3, Episode 5 of the Next Level Sketch Podcast featured sketches written by Rob Smith, Dan Smith, James Walsh, Ewan Brown, Paul Creasy, Roderick Miller, John Dredge, Rachel Cader, and Nadine Bailey. The sketches were also performed by Vic Dry, Flex Toomey, Angela Yaz, Marin Kelly, Manisha Patel, Madeline Kasson, and Michael Claymo. Sound effects and music were from Zapsplat.com and Freesound.org. The theme tune and jingle were written by James Walsh and performed by James Walsh and Rebecca Diaz.
Time and fun for everyone. No cue for